Shalom, brethren. I'm Brother Paul Sim, welcoming all of you back to this week's daily devotion on Delight Yourself in the Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to approach your presence and to learn from your word. May your Holy Spirit anoint us and guide my thoughts, Lord, to bring out your attributes that you would like to see in our brethren. Lord, teach us and speak to our hearts. We want to know ourselves and learn how to delight you. May our lives be a shining light for both our brethren and the world. Let it shine forth for the glory of God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. I like to bring out a key point that when we want to delight ourselves in the Lord, we need to put in the works, put in the effort to achieve it. Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 2. Verse 20 to 26. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Truly, to delight yourself in the Lord, you need to know what are the works that you must do in order to be justify of your belief and your faith in God. We cannot just use the promises of God to our advantage. That is to say, oh, God promised to heal me. God promised to... this is His responsibility to honor His promise. But we continue to eat unhealthily, or we refuse to exercise, or we don't take care of the body. So when we are faced with our Christian walk and the character that we need to be more like our Lord Jesus Christ, the actions, the works, or the things that we must do, we have to put in the effort so that all that God is showing us and teaching us, we are achieving it. You cannot be a dreamer, hoping to delight in God, and you're not doing anything. This is ridiculous. So when we believe in God, we have to let our faith take its effect. Look at Rahab when he heard how God was with the children of Israel. Not only was she convinced that the God of Israel is the truth and they will all die, she helped the messengers and kept them and protect them and asked for the grace of God and the mercy of God to be shown to her when the children of Israel attacked Jericho. So the Apostle James stated very clearly, as the body without the spirit is dead, your faith without works is dead. How serious is this? Don't fool yourself. If you are a child of God and you want to delight yourself in God, show me your works. Let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, stir within you to see the needs of the brethren, to see the suffering, or to help a weaker brother or sister. Within the family of God, within the church, within your community, God is always asking us as a child of God to shine forth His light for His glory. And it has to manifest in the works, in the life that we have. And may we learn to hear the Holy Spirit prompting us to serve Him. It is of great importance that when we have the works to testify, this is how we will put to silence Satan, the accuser of the brethren. We look at another case of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 28. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, more measure in prisons, more frequent in deaths of. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings, often. In perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cloud and nakedness, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Praise the Lord. See how the Apostle Paul has dedicated himself to serve the Lord, and the sufferings and the attacks that he received show us that in like manner, this present time that we are living, we will face similar trials, similar persecution from the heathen and from the false brethren within the church. It is indeed through all these trials, we always remind ourselves, how can we delight ourselves in the Lord? If we as a child of God can constantly be reminded that we need to have the works, we need to manifest our life as a testimony against the unbelievers or against the world, it is of importance that we exercise our faith and learn to watch our daily relationship with God, to always reflect and check ourselves. The Lord requires us to manifest the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. The early church demonstrated that through total dependence on the Holy Spirit. It is the same for us. The early churches, the apostolic fathers, devoted themselves in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and prayer. Their unity and their generosity in reaching out to the poorer brethren are a delight in God's eyes. God wants us to always dwell on the teaching of the apostles and to go into fellowship and study His word, breaking bread, and in prayer. It is of importance that each day, when we start the day, we always ask the Lord to show us His word and pray for His guidance to shine our life as a light, as a witness for the glory of God. It is also of great importance for us to know that we are also given the responsibility as an elder or someone older to look after the weaker ones and the younger ones in their growth in the Lord. The example that we set, our Lord Jesus Christ say in John 4:34, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Indeed, even in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, in the volume of the book was it spoken to me that I came to do the will of my Father. The whole Word of God was pointing towards our Lord Jesus Christ and His life, how He came to do the will of the Father. So likewise, for us, we must do that. And we have seen in the Word of God how God always instructs the children of Israel to remember the weaker ones, to take care of the oppressed, to help them break the yoke of burden. This is something that we must bear in mind, and this is something that we must do. The Lord says in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord, for truly we are really appreciative of Thy Holy Spirit and Thy Word teaching us and guiding us, showing us, Lord, to be like you, Lord, how we should take care of one another and how that it is in this caring of one another that we will also go through a lot of trials and testing. But the trials and testing are the works that will show forth and our faith in Thee and our willingness, Lord, to delight ourselves in Thee. Lord, you have set the example for us. May you help us to meditate on this today and always, Lord, ask ourselves how we can walk closer to you and to know your will, Lord, and to do thy will. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.